Okay, so I'm in the studio and I'm reading from a script right now. It's printed out right here on a sheet of paper. And when I finish with this sheet of paper, there's always the question of what exactly I'm going to do with it. Will I throw it in the trash can or will I put it in the recycling bin? And in the case of this sheet of paper, I'm probably going to be extra careful because NPR social science correspondent Shankar Vedantam is in the room and he's here to talk about an unconscious bias that apparently affects our recycling behavior. Hey, Shankar.
Hi, David.
Okay, so what is this bias you're talking about?
You know, David, I think what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to show you the bias instead of tell you about it.
Awesome.
I brought a prop in. I have a pair of scissors here.
That's frightening.
And I'm going to cut this piece of paper into little snips here.
I hope you don't need that.
I'm just littering the studio here.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to look at all these little bits of paper here and tell me, now the whole sheet you would probably recycle, but would you actually put these little bits in the trash or would you put them in the recycling?
I would say I would probably crumble them up and just throw them in the trash can.
Now, I think a lot of people apparently do this. I spoke with a marketing professor at Boston University. His name is Remy Trudell. He was conducting an experiment some time ago and he realized that when he gave his volunteers full sheets of paper, they would put them in the recycling after they used them. But when he gave them paper fragments, they would end up putting them in the trash.
Any theories as to why I might take little crinkles of paper and put them in the trash can and not want to recycle them because they are paper?
So Trudell and his colleague Jennifer Argo conducted a series of experiments to answer precisely that question, David. They gave volunteers sheets of paper or fragments, and they found that the sheets of paper went in the recycling, the fragments went in the trash. They also gave the volunteers cans of soda, and after the volunteers had drunk the soda, when the cans were intact, the cans went in the recycling. But if the cans were dented or crushed in any way, the volunteers ended up putting those crushed cans in the trash. So Trudell and Argo came up with a theory of what was happening.
When a product is sufficiently distorted or changed in size and form, consumers perceive it as less useful. And when they perceive it as less useful, they're more likely to throw it in the garbage as opposed to recycle it. So that's what we think is going on.
Okay, Shankar, I think this is actually making sense. I have my own prop here. It's the Diet Coke I often have in the studio, and the bottle is still fully intact. And I think I would. My instinct would be to put this in the recycling bin, but if I, you know, crinkled it up when I was done with it, I would probably throw it in the trash. And why?
Yeah, so Trudell and Argo thinks that this is actually because of a heuristic. You know, we are following this unconscious rule of thumb, which is after we finish using a product, we somehow evaluate, does the product still look like it could be useful? So a can that isn't dented still looks like a can. It could conceivably still hold soda in it, and so we think of it as being useful. And our heuristic says useful things go in the recycling and useless things go in the trash.
Even though we're talking about the same amount of plastic, the same amount of aluminum, I mean, it makes a huge difference in how much is recycled.
Exactly. I mean, 2 billion tons of stuff goes in the trash every year, and the EPA estimates that in the United States alone, 30% of the stuff that goes in the trash is just paper, which could be recycled.
Okay, so is there anything that researchers might be able to do or consider to help, you know, send a message that even if things are in tiny little pieces or all ripped apart or crinkled, that they should put them in the recycling bin?
Trudell thinks you should be aware of this bias, that you're putting stuff in the trash that could be recycled. It could have huge consequences. I have to say that after I interviewed Trudell, I have started to pay a lot of attention to what I'm putting in the trash and what I'm putting in the recycling. Trudell tells me that it's changed everything that he does in his household. He's doubled the amount of recycling, halved the amount of trash. He even told me what he does with soup cans.
What I used to do is I used to tear the label off the aluminum can, recycle the can, but toss the label into the garbage. Now I recycle that little label, right? Because now it's like that little label can still be recycled. It's paper.
You know, it's interesting, Shankar, because normally you think about teaching about recycling. The key is to raise awareness about the environment. But this is something that is very different, but potentially equally as important.
Yeah, I think it's sort of bringing psychology to bear on sort of these everyday decisions. Trudell is actually running a series of experiments right now at Boston University where he's trying to communicate the sense that this product that looks useless actually does have value. He's also thinking of putting these big red frowny faces on the trash cans as a way to get people to stop for just 1 second and make a conscious decision.
Interesting stuff as always, Shankar. Just promise me you're not going to start going through the trash in here.
I just did that this morning, David. I'm sorry.
Fantastic. We'll look forward to what you found. Shankar, thanks for coming in as always.
You're welcome, David.
Shankar Vedantam often joins us to talk about social science research. You can find him on Twitter at Hidden Brain. And while you're at it, find this program at Morning Edition, at NPR Inskeep, at NPR Green.